T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Morning show with John and you on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Our coverage of the Giants and Falcons begins 9 a.m. Sunday with the Wade Ford Tailgate Show, John Chuckery and Hugh Douglas. And then, of course, the kick at 1 o'clock with Wes and Dave on the call from New York, or New Jersey, I guess, technically. Let's take you live there now. Two teams that, boy, do they both desperately need a win, because the loser is going to be 0-3 and have a lot of splaining to do. Daryl Slater covers the Giants for NJ.com, and he joins us on the WadeFord.com hotline. Hey, Daryl.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So, Daryl, the Giants have a little bit of a mini bye. How big is that for a running back like Saquon Barkley coming off of that injury?
Oh, enormous. I mean, you talk about a guy who his last game before the week one this year was September 20th, week two last year. So, like, he hadn't played in a full calendar year. He didn't play at all in the preseason, was limited a lot in training camp. And then he's got to come back and play, like, a Sunday to Thursday turnaround. I mean, that's crazy. Like, I would wonder, you know, how often that had ever happened. So they limited him in the first game in terms of him playing half the snaps. He played basically a full game against Washington, but yeah, I mean, I definitely think that the extra rest will help him go into this game.
Yeah, we were talking about how both teams, you know, desperately need a win. You understand that Arthur Smith's tenure hasn't begun with a bang down here, and Joe Judge is under a lot of fire up there, you know, the whole running laps thing and everything else. Is Joe Judge, what are they saying? Are they saying that, you know,
do they like him?
Is his hot seat so hot that, you know, he might not make it through the year if he doesn't start winning games?
Well, I don't think it's that case, but I think the honeymoon is certainly over, if not beginning to get to that point. I mean, he had a really rough start to last season, and then they closed strong and they were able to be relevant in a bad division. So that really saved him. I think also, too, he's a special teams guy, so he doesn't call the plays on either side of the ball. That got him a little bit of leeway, too, I think, with the fan base. Plus, the third thing, you have a hot seat general manager who has become, rightfully so, a scapegoat for a lot of problems with this roster in Dave Gettleman. So Dave Gettleman could wind up getting the axe after this year. I would be surprised if Joe Judge does. I would be shocked, actually. But here's what needs to be said. I mean, Joe Judge does have a lot of say in the personnel. And the decisions they made this offseason, in particular, not addressing offensive guard after they cut Kevin Zeitler, something that has come back to bite them. So I think the smart fan is beginning to look at this and say, hey, you know, Joe Judge can't skate on a lot of these things, even if they involve personnel, because he's heavily involved there as well.
How the first two, I know it's only two games in, but how has Azeez Ojulari looked so far?
Pretty good, limited role. I think the search just continues for this team to try to find a consistent edge rusher. I mean, you had Leonard Williams last year, who had been a guy knocking on the door of a lot of sacks for a few years in his career, finally turned the corner last year and cashed in, but they have not been able to find like that 3-4 outside linebacker edge rusher. They've looked high and low, right? I mean, like Lorenzo Carter, O'Shane Zunez, now Azeez Ojulari. And they've tried really hard to draft to that position. I think they have high hopes for him, but he's going to have to carve out a role on a team that really has not had a lot of consistency at that spot and certainly desperately needs to find it if they want to give their back end some help, even though they have pretty good cornerbacks. But certainly they need to do a better job of rushing the passer. There's no doubt about that.
Daryl Slater covers the New York Giants for NJ.com. He's joining us on the WadeFord.com hotline. Looking ahead to the Falcons and Giants, two teams that don't play each other very often. Matter of fact, they haven't played in 3 years. Daryl, I'm going to ask a question. I'm going to steal a question from my partner here because he played for the Jets, was drafted by the Jets, played for the Eagles, hates the Giants.
Yeah.
I understand that. In New York, Are football fans scratching their heads that the two residents there, the Jets and the Giants, have been this bad for this long?
It's crazy, isn't it? I mean, the Giants have the worst record in the entire NFL since they last made the playoffs in 2016. That was the last time they had a winning season. The Jets haven't had a winning season since 2015. I'm going to see if I get this stat right. These two teams combined since 2017, when they've both been really bad from 17 onward. During that stretch, I think they're combined 5-30 in the month of September and October. So, like, they've stumbled out of the gates, like, at an insanely bad rate over the last, 5 years or so. I think a lot of people are not necessarily surprised about it with the Jets, because this is a team that hasn't really been relevant except for 15 since the Rex Ryan years in 9 and 10. Relevant in terms of winning, at least. I think Giants fans have had this reputation around here, or the Giants certainly among their fans have had this reputation as being a bit more untouchable, and having that glow. I think the luster has come off quite a bit. Giants fans are getting impatient. It's been 10 years since the 2011 Super Bowl. Eli Manning gets his number retired on Sunday. He's 40 years old at this point. I mean, time is moving on, and a lot of Giants fans are looking at this and saying, hey, you know, we don't care about 2011 anymore. We have one playoff appearance and no playoff win since then. You know, deliver, do something, you know. So this is supposed to be the year they were supposed to take that step, because they spent to do it. They spent for Adoree Jackson. They spent for Kenny Golladay. And so far the results haven't been there. And they weren't there. I mean, and that Washington game was a disaster, the way they played at the end of that game. So I think fans are definitely getting impatient and are looking at this game on Sunday and saying, if the Giants cannot beat the Falcons at home, that is full-on train wreck mode for how the fan base views this team right now.
You know, I have to admit, you know, played for the Philadelphia Eagles, was down there for a long time. But on the outside looking in, it feels to me like, seeing it, that Giants fans are not a big fan of Daniel Jones. Do you kind of view it the same way?
So there's some polarizing opinions. I think some people look at it and say he's got potential, but he has no offensive line and a coordinator who is uncreative and unable to get the most out of him in this offense. Now, mm-hmm. Other people look at it and say, hey, what do you expect from Jason Garrett? I mean, their offensive line is dreadful, largely because of the failings of Dave Gettleman. So, I think, you know, look, Jones played well against Washington. They lost. He always plays well against Washington. The bottom line is, the guy has 8 career wins. 4 of them are against Washington. And look, not Washington didn't have a good defense in all of those games, even though they now do. So the jury is still very much out on this kid. The turnovers, which he didn't have any in Washington, need to consistently go away. So I don't think people have given up on him yet, but, you know, look, the way the CBA is now, like, teams have to make this fifth-year option decision by after year 3, and this is year 3 for Jones. So they have to figure out what they're going to do. Will they cut bait like the Jets did with Sam Darnold after 3 years? Who knows? I think a lot of that depends on where Dave Gettleman is, you know, if he's still with the Giants or not. But it's an enormous year for him. The jury's still out, and I think – I don't know if a lot of fans have given up on him. I do think that most fans are skeptical about him still.
Daryl Slater, Giants beat writer, joining John and Hugh. Yeah, you talk about the end of that game against the football team, and, you know, whether Dexter Lawrence was actually offsides or not, and they got the chance to kick again. How do you handicap the division? We've seen Jalen Hurts, who, you know, gave us fits. Dallas, wants to think that it's relevant again. You have a change of quarterback down there in the football team because of the injury to Fitzpatrick. How do you view the division? Who's the team to beat?
Who knows? That's a great question, right? I think if you look at this division, the Giants were in it at 6-10 until the end of the year. I don't think – now there's 17 games, obviously, now, but I don't think that type of record is going to win it again, right? I don't think you're going to win it with whatever the equivalent of 7-9 is, with a 17-game – 7-10 is not going to win it. Is 8-9? I don't know. I think one of these teams is eventually going to emerge as – and rack up some wins against some of the lesser teams in the division. I would probably be surprised if that's Washington. They have a really good defense. Heinicke, though, I mean, can you count on him over the long haul? I think that was a huge red flag for the Giants defense, which was supposed to be good, that they that they got carved up by this guy in his second career start and had, you know, in his first career win as a starter. So, yeah, I think the Cowboys have a good chance. We'll see about the Eagles. I mean, the Hurts thing is going to be, you know, they know it's going to be an uneven deal, like it always is when you play a young quarterback. And I think Giants fans are just looking, hey, like, let's be relevant. You know, like, you know, maybe you miss the playoffs at 9-8. I think Giants fans walk away from the season satisfied with that, if that's the case, if Jones shows progress, if other areas of the team show progress. But, you know, I think if they look at if it's 5-12, 6-11, 7-10, I don't see how Giants fans can be happy with that.
Yeah, it's going to be really interesting to see how this goes forward because, again, the loser of this game Sunday has got a lot of splaining to do.
A lot of splaining.
Yeah, as we said, Daryl, because, as you know, a lot of angst down here about Matt Ryan and about direction of the Falcons under a new head coach. So, yeah, a lot of questions to be answered on Sunday. Daryl, we do appreciate your taking a few minutes. Thanks very much.
Have a good day.
Sure. You too. Thanks for having me. Bye.
Daryl Slater, Giants beat writer for NJ.com. Yeah, you know, I mean – yeah, the Giants, that's, you know, Dave Gettleman, he mentioned it. You know, that's a franchise that has, I didn't realize that they haven't won a playoff game in 10 years.
Yeah, it's pretty bad up there. I mean, I don't care. I don't even know what to say. I don't care.
You're not unhappy about that.
No, that's what I was about to say, John.
But as an analyst, you would be surprised a little bit about that.
Yeah. I mean, because, you know, they got a lot of pride up there in New York, man. And, I mean, I'm not going to lie. I feel kind of great that the Giants fans are scuffing the way that they are. It feels great.
Will Carroll is, as we always say, the leading injury expert in the country. We have questions about injuries to key Atlanta stars, A.J. Terrell, Joseph Martinez, and more. We're going to have to talk to him about next. He'll give us an update on where we stand when we talk to our injury expert on The Morning Show with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Morning Show with John and Hugh on this Thursday. NFL football tonight, Panthers and Texans. Coverage begins live at 8. So if you're in your car, you're out there working, you can listen to the game on the radio on your home of the NFL. Getting ready for the Falcons and Giants on Sunday on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Will Carroll is our injury expert. Joins us every Thursday at this time. Talk a little bit about what's going on in the world of injuries for professional athletes and for notable college athletes, too. And is on the WaveFord.com hotline. Hey, Will.
Will.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Will, the first question, well, it's going great. But, Will, the question that we all have on our mind is, how the hell you sprain both your ankles at the same damn time? How does that happen?
It's tough. Yeah, it's tough. And the interesting thing is, he didn't. Close, but not really. One of them is a high ankle sprain. That was the more serious one. You saw that when he got rolled over. Gosh, I forget who it was exactly, but kind of ragdolled him, rolled over the ankle. And the ankle is what gave rather than the knee, which you'd certainly rather have. On the other side, it was a simple, just he rolled his foot. Yeah, the turf there in Lucas Oil is one that's always seemingly in question. And there have been more foot injuries. They'd seemingly fixed this a couple of years ago, but there was a big Guns N' Roses concert a couple of weeks ago, and the turf stayed down. Mm-hmm. So maybe that had something to do with it. Blame Axl Rose. But one is a simple, you know, relatively minor ankle sprain, like we've all had playing, you know, pickup hoops. The other is a high ankle sprain. That's the one they're more worried about and the one that might keep him out on Sunday.
Now, of course, he's talking about Carson Wentz. Is it just a case where the Colts quarterback Carson Wentz? Well, is Carson Wentz just there was a term that one of my old co-hosts Sean Salisbury used to use called people China dolls. You know, in just terms of is he just one of those kind of guys who gets injured easy?
Yes and no. I mean, there is a durability factor that he hasn't shown. I mean, he's had some fairly major injuries. You know, blew out his ACL, has had some back concerns. The fact is, you know, for all the money that they've spent on this line, bringing in Eric Fisher to replace Anthony Costanzo, Quentin Nelson did a pretty good job on Aaron Donald. But the fact is, the line was terrible, and Carson was running for his life most of the time. He took a lot of hits. It was very reminiscent of Andrew Luck. And Andrew Luck wasn't injury prone. He was big. He was talented. he just took too many hits over the course of his career, and one of them took out his leg. So, you know, he's off doing whatever it is the heck Andrew Luck wants to do these days. The same could be true for Carson Wentz. He just does not look good back there. He did not look comfortable. And that comes down to the line, not to him. Is he injury prone? Yes. Does it have anything to do with these two ankles? No. That was all line play.
You know, the reason I guess, you know, I'm thinking about this, Hugh, and I talk about this, Hugh, and I have mentioned this before. It's not just toughness. Matt Ryan seems to, and I'm going to knock on wood here, for durable. All the hits that he takes a lot of hits.
Iron
and yet,
Man.
Yeah, he's kind of an Iron Man. He's just sort of the opposite. He doesn't really get hurt, and yet he gets abused back there. So I'm just thinking,
yeah.
You know, some guys just are, you know, prone to it, and some guys aren't.
Exactly. And I think, you know, when you take a look at certain quarterbacks and certain skills, you also see that. Is durability a skill? I think so. I think health is a skill. You have to take into account. Can you know, can even the most durable guys get hurt? I mean, take a look at Tua Tagovailoa. He seems to be a little fragile back there, but he also takes a lot of hits. He's also not a very big guy. On the other hand, Kyler Murray, definitely not a big guy, but he doesn't get squared up. I mean, he's kind of shifty, and when he does get hit, it's kind of those glancing blows. He reminds me a lot of early Barry Sanders, at least in that sense. But the times he has gotten squared up, he's missed some time. There at the end of last year, he had what had to be a rib injury because he just couldn't move.
Talking with our injury expert, Will Carroll, as we talk about some of the injuries to the NFL. Bring us up to speed, if you would, on A.J. Terrell and his concussion that you know of.
Yeah, here's the thing with concussions is you just never know. Sometimes they clear up almost immediately. I mentioned Andrew Luck. I can remember one time he got concussed. They didn't notice it. He said he felt a little bit weird, so he checked, ended up getting diagnosed with a concussion, went into the protocol, and was out by Thursday. If you can jump through those steps, if there's no recurring symptoms, if you don't have headache and light sensitivity and all the other things, and if you're able to go back out there and jump through the hoops that you have to in the protocol, then you're back in 3-4 days. And, you know, a couple of years ago, you probably would have been back the very next day. Luckily, we've learned. On the other hand, sometimes symptoms don't go away. The Royals manager, Mike Matheny, a longtime catcher, still to this day can't look up without getting dizzy. So if you ever watch him in the dugout, he does not track fly balls. It's kind of odd looking that he doesn't follow the play, but there's a very good reason. So with concussions, you can't put a timeline on him. You can't say, well, he should be back. You can't even say severe or minor. I've seen guys barely take a hit that have symptoms for weeks. I've seen guys that get blown up and looks like they're knocked out and they never have a symptom. So we just don't know enough about concussions and brains. All we can do is look in retrospect and go, thank God he's back here in a couple of days.
A little bit closer to home, Joseph Martinez, you know, he was pulled from practice because mm-hmm. of knee discomfort. How concerned should we be about that?
Concerned. I wouldn't be too worried about it. I mean, obviously, he had a significant knee injury not that long ago in the past. There was meniscal involvement. And that meniscus is both a shock absorber and a stabilizer. It's kind of like if you had a shock absorber on your car go out. You can drive it, but you're sure going to know it when you hit a pothole or a speed bump, something like that. So I think it's smart. If he's feeling anything, if there's inflammation in there, they're smart to keep him out of training a little bit, make sure that he's ready to go. That's a very good medical staff down there, and he's come back very well from this surgery. But the fact that he's having, you know, minor issues isn't terribly concerning. As long as they can get a maintenance program, make sure this doesn't become something that keeps recurring and that he doesn't end up with that bone-on-bone grinding that'll break down a knee and get you into an arthritic situation.
We're talking with our injury expert. I'm just looking this up here about, and I know that this wasn't on our radar here, but I wanted to ask you just kind of a broad question here. Back in March, there's a star receiver for the University of Georgia named George Pickens. He tore his ACL in the spring, okay? So he tore an ACL in the spring. Now, understanding that he did go through surgery and understanding that you're not familiar with the extent of the injury or with the player himself here, but he went through surgery back in March. They announced this week that he's running straight line, okay? So he's running straight line right now. Here it is, you know, end of September, had the surgery in March. By and large, with a young athlete, you know, especially a young elite athlete, is there an opportunity, if you're running straight line now, is there an opportunity that you could be back and playing before the end of the year, or is that just too much to ask? Because we saw what Jalen Waddle went through at Alabama. Yeah. When they tried to put him back in, it was painful to watch when he was, you know, when he was playing at the end of the year for Alabama. So is it too much to ask that maybe by, you know, in another, you say, 5 weeks, that somebody could be back?
Yeah, it's probably too much with a normal surgery. Here's the thing. You guys probably remember this with Todd Gurley when he did his ACL. There was a video that came out of him just dead sprinting on a treadmill, and it was very impressive. And I mean, he's such a big guy that any big guy running that fast looks pretty impressive. The thing was, you could almost do that from day one because straight line running puts utterly no pressure on the ACL. You could not have an ACL and theoretically do that. Usually there's inflammation, some other things that keep you from doing that, and it's just not the smartest thing to do. But it's the cutting and the stopping where the ACL actually has the stress on it. So the fact that he's straight line running means absolutely nothing. That said, we've talked about this with elbows. There's a technique that surgeons are using for knees as well called internal brace, where they use kind of a Kevlar string. And there was a football player in Southern California that came back from an ACL in 6 weeks.
Mm.
Wow. Yeah, that's, you know, I mean, I'm not going to try and get Georgia fans' hopes up here at all, Will. I was just kind of curious as, you know, well, now, of course, yeah, as we get better at being able to do this, you know, in terms of being able to, you know, get players ready. You know, Georgia fans, I think they're hopeful that George might be back, and it may not matter.
Yes. Yeah. Exactly. That's the thing, is that we are getting better at this rehab. The straight line thing is one of those. I'm curious, since it's Georgia, whether it's the same things. But, yeah, they got great medical staff down there. It is very much a gimmick that you'll often see, especially from pro guys, as they're coming back, sprinting, doing a lot of things that don't stress exactly what they had. It looks good on Instagram, but it doesn't actually tell us anything, unfortunately.
Yeah, because when you got to do all that lateral movement and stuff, that's where it gets a little tough.
Exactly.
That's where it gets real tough, yeah.
Well, where can the fans find you?
You can find me on Twitter, doing whatever it is you do on Twitter, at Injury Expert, or you can follow along as we close in on the baseball playoffs. And two teams are going to miss the playoffs because of injuries. Had they had, you know, just a normal, healthy season, both the Padres and the Yankees would be locked into playoff positions right now. So I'm covering that at undertheknife.substack.com.
Makes the point the Braves are done losing Acuna and Soroka and Ozuna. Okay, I'm
that
just saying.
That's more impressive. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm with you there, John.
Just saying. Don't want to hear about your injuries. We lost the best player in baseball and maybe the number one young pitcher in baseball and slugging 40 home run outfielder who just went nutty on us. All right, anyway, Will Carroll, as always, thanks much.
Thank you kindly, Will.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Have a good one.
Just saying. All right, we venture now into that area of the show known as Hughes World.
Yeah, well, I don't know what I'm going to talk about, but we'll figure it out by the time we get back. All that on the other side of Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Game traffic from the Game Time Traffic Center, powered by DuckDuckGo. Privacy simplified.
Hey, Stephanie Stallworth, ATL Traffic Lady.
Do y'all understand that I played football 10 years in the NFL? So when I start talking like I'm talking, it's because I'm still in football mode, so back up off.
I don't understand it, bro.
No, but I'm saying that's what I'm saying. You know, you gotta stay focused, man. That's all I'm saying.
Only from the mind of Hugh Douglas.
Brought to you by the Georgia Hemp Company.
So, I feel I'm a little bit embarrassed right now. I really am. And I feel a little ashamed that I'm going to share this with y'all. But I think that we've been around each other long enough and we're family enough that I could do that. And you know.
This is not going to be like an Oren oversharing, is it?
No, it's not going to be that level of oversharing.
I thought we were family in a trust.
No, I mean, we are family, man. And I understand. Yeah, verbal trust. Hey, and I understand. Listen, I know that these are first world problems. And I understand that there are other people out there that are dealing with a whole lot of other stuff that is way more important than what my level of concern is right now. but I have to share. And feel free to kill me for it because I feel bad.
Oh, we will. Don't worry about it.
But I feel bad, man, that this has become my life now. I'm paranoid. Like, I am super, super paranoid right now. So much so that, John, I don't even know if you noticed, but I'm having trouble concentrating doing this show every day because my level of anxiety right now that somebody's going to steal my car is so high that every time I hear a car crank up, John, I'm running out the door. I'm looking at the app to make sure that it's still there. I mean, and I just want to know, am I the only person that has ever felt like this after they've had their car stolen? Because this can't be normal. This just can't be normal. And I think part of the problem is because nothing, like, I thought, like, for me, I thought that, you know, I would have moved by now before I got another car. That was the plan. It didn't happen like that, you know, because of the timing and everything, the availability. So I got it, and I'm still in the same spot that I'm in. So my anxiety right now is really, really high, so much so that we're supposed to do a read. I'm supposed to do one of my reads. I hear a car crank up that sounds like mine. I runs outside just to make sure.
Yeah, he was late to get into a live read. Yes. He had to run outside real quick.
You want the good news or the bad news here?
Well, give it to me. How you going to give it? I know, but, A, with you, it don't matter which one is which because they're both probably bad anyway. So just give it to me.
The good news is Hughes World sponsored by Georgia Hemp Company, and they can probably help you out with that anxiety. The bad news, Hugh Douglas.
What?
If someone's in your car – and it's already on, and you're hearing it rev out the – what are you going to do?
Yeah.
It's gone.
I know.
You may
I know.
As well just let it go.
And you know what? You know what the funny thing about it?
Just don't leave the bucket in the car this time. You'll be fine.
I did. You know what? I didn't even put a
don't
bucket in there.
Don't put a bucket in there.
You know, it's funny because –
don't watch any Nick Cage movies.
I know this, and I keep
Here's
telling
your
myself
first mistake,
this.
Hugh, and I know car people may get on me about this. You named your car.
Is that my first mistake?
That's your first mistake. People don't steal cars. They don't have names. Look at every time you've seen an interview with someone. Oh, I can't believe they took Felicia. I can't believe they took Patsy. I can't believe they took Alabama. Oh, it's never like, oh, man, they got my 96 Range Rover. No, it's always someone who's named their car. That's your first mistake.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Nobody names a Toyota Corolla, and that's the most stolen car in America.
It feels like it's the Challenger right now, though, John.
If somebody that has a Toyota Corolla, John, I am both worried.
They
even
stole
more worried.
Junebug. Where's Junebug? It's gone.
All right, like, I got a question car? For you. I actually have a question for you, okay? First off, I understand your anxiety.
Anxiety. And it's silly. It's silly.
So let's try to mitigate this, okay? There has to be, and I want you to do this. You can Google this after we get off the air in 7 minutes. There's got to be a car storage place nearby where you can store your car safely and then simply go get
Abe's
it.
House.
Yeah, I think I'm do that. You know, and
park
all
it in my
other,
apartment, dude. No one's coming back where I live.
And all everybody has all the suggestions that everybody gave me, I'm looking into that. But the unfortunate thing about that is, John, like there's so many people trying to do some of the same stuff, like get kill switches and all this other stuff. That it's not like I can come in there today and get it done. You got to make an appointment.
Put it in storage. That's all. Until you get a new place and
yeah,
drive it occasionally.
Yeah, I need to do something.
Just put it in storage. That way, if you want to drive it, you drive over to the storage place. You get the car out. You drive it. You take it back.
Yeah,
to the
I got to do
place.
Something because it's the anxiety
you,
is high.
That's the answer. But yeah, that's the answer.
The anxiety is high, and I understand there are some people in the car right now talking about, you know, Hugh, you're an idiot. You know, there's people that need this, that, and the third. I get that, and I understand that, and that's why I feel bad. Fulfilling the way that I feel, but my anxiety is overriding all of my logic right now. It really, really is. And I know that I cannot be – just give me some solace and let me know that I ain't the only person that has had these idiotic feelings when it comes to things like that had a car stolen or anything for that matter.
It's not idiotic. I mean, I have anxiety. I go on vacation and I you know, I've done this before where I actually picked up a phone, called my neighbor and said, hey, did I close my garage door? Because I can't remember, you know.
I think it's more so, John, the feeling of I've been violated.
Here's
I've
the thing, Hugh. There yes. are plenty of people out there who've been in the same situation and had the same anxiety, no doubt about it. My concern is you ain't getting past it.
They got
over it. Storage. They moved on. I don't think you're gonna move on.
I need to move. Like once I move, I will be. I think I will be okay. I mean, I think that's the thing.
What are you going? We're going to deal with this for 8 months, a year.
No, but you know what? No, and that's the unfortunate thing about it is because
John, the car storage ain't going to help him.
Yes, it is.
No, because then he's going to go over to the storage unit every day to check.
Security.
Every day he's going to go check.
You know what, Abe? You're probably right.
Yeah, it's not going to help. It's going to make it worse because he can't look out the window and see it.
Is my car still there? You know, you put it in a storage facility, you're going to be okay.
I'm freaking out right now because John just said I had the most stolen car in America, and I didn't know that until like 2 minutes ago until
you
said that.
Until you Googled it?
Damn it, John, freaky.
Oh, yeah. It's the most stolen car in America.
You just made me feel unsafe. Now I'm going to be like you in here sweating every 3 minutes.
I really didn't think we're going to turn this.
Is that my car on the street?
All right.
Thanks, John Freaky.
Oren, I didn't think we'd have to turn this into a math and statistics class, but do I really need to explain to you why it's the most stolen car?
Because everybody buys them.
You know what? I just had somebody. Bo said I can leave it at his crib.
All the way in Woodstock?
Damn, Bo, you live in Woodstock? Oh, my God.
That's here's the problem. You act like it being there with Bo would be any different. You would drive over there twice a week.
You can hang out with a small dog. You can hang out with Lola.
I thought it was Sprinkles.
I got a solution.
Lola, not Sprinkles.
Okay. Hugh Douglas, I got a solution.
Oh, my man Jarvis got me too. My coworkers. Jarvis just hit me up.
That's Eastside. Jarvis
right
is a
now,
bit closer.
I got your solution. It's What's not that? Even difficult. All right, you can see your car from a window, correct?
Yeah, but that's the problem. Yeah, I can. I would feel better if it was in an enclosure, though.
I understand.
Would.
But in the meantime, you could see your car from the window.
Yes, Captain Obvious, John Freaky. Yes.
All right, here's what you're doing, Hugh. Here's what you're doing. Get like a $20 or $30 webcam/baby monitor situation. I have one to spy on my dog.
And put it in the car?
No, put it in the car. No. You put it out the window looking at the car. Put it in the car. What is going on?
You know what?
This but is listen. Why it gets stolen, because no, you think that you put the webcam in the car.
But, hey, listen.
Just watch you're it make, drive away from the inside.
What you're saying makes sense.
At least then you could just look at your phone real quick, kill your phone battery, and see that it's still there.
It makes sense. But listen to how ridiculous I sound thinking about doing it.
You're the one I'm trying to help out. Of course it's unnecessary. If you're going to be so paranoid, let me help you out so you can be paranoid where you're just looking at your phone real quick.
I am super paranoid. I am so paranoid. It ain't even funny.
All right, go back to what Abe said at the beginning about how you handle your personal paranoia, and that is your sponsor and the tag.
I'm going to take your car, Hugh.
Damn, John, why you got to hit me with the sponsor at a time? I'm going into my moments, and you just hit me with the sponsor. But anyway.
Because the show's about to be over.
Okay, Hugh's World is brought to you by the Georgia Hemp Company. Back to school means back to focus, which I really need right now is focus. Save 20% online or in-store through September 26th at the Georgia Hemp Company, location in Decatur, Sandy Springs, Woodstock, or the GeorgiaHempCompany.com.
And the Woodstock one's near Bo, just saying.
Yeah, Bo out there in Woodstock. I might have to holler at Jarvis. Because Woodstock
join
is far.
Ain't nobody going out there to Woodstock to steal a damn car.
That's highly motivated.
I don't do this, guys. Join Sports Radio. This is my bad. Join Sports Radio 99 The Game, Odyssey, tonight at 6 for I'm Listening, a live 2-hour show featuring some of the biggest names in music and sports, insight from some of the most respected mental health professionals. It's tonight at 6. This year's broadcast will include the likes of Imagine Dragons, Lizzo, Justin Bieber, Darius Rucker, Demi Lovato, Seth Payne, and more. I'm Listening 6 to 8 tonight on Sports Radio 99 The Game. Sorry, had to get that in before the
show. No, you're good.
All right, storage. Okay. Cars,
relax, Google, I caught it, or cars, I catch storage. It, or relax. I caught it. Wait a minute, is that the end of the show?
Yes, that's why we had to go.
Just play music right now, Hugh Douglas.
Andy Grande coming up next. Everybody have a safe and wonderful day.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.